Hagen Hort, Jevorsvo, Jevor Queen Circle. Amen. Yesterday in the Armenian Church, we celebrated the Feast of Saint Stephen. He is one of the greatest and most remembered saints in not only the Armenian Church, but in all of Christendom. And his name is remembered in many services in the Armenian Church, many prayers, many hours, and even by name in the Divine Liturgy, by the priests. And he is always mentioned with the title in Armenian, Nahav Bagat, which means first martyr or first witness of the Christian faith. He's also known as the first deacon, or sometimes referred to as the proto-martyr of the church. And so the Feast of St. Stephen is also the day of the deacons. Deacon Nishdeh, Deacon Sarkis disappeared, but Deacon Sarkis and Deacon Dadon, they are remembered and they are honored. And if you are in Jerusalem during the Feast of St. Stephen, or even in Etchmiadzin, or from what I've also been told, in Bolis and Antelias, the priests serve the deacons that day. It is the one time of the year that the deacons are honored and venerated in the churches and also in the monasteries. But St. Stephen's story is read, and we are told about it in the book of Acts, how he, along with six others, are chosen to be consecrated as deacons. Deacon meaning servant, diakonos, meaning servant. And he is called to serve the faithful and to assist the apostles, so that the apostles, as the Bible says, will not be busy with taking care of tables, but so that they can focus on the word of God, on preaching the word of God. And because of his preaching, the Jews, being upset with him, accuse him of blasphemy, and he gives a stirring and moving defense of the new faith and of Christ. And they are so upset by this that they stone him to death. They stone him, and St. Paul, at the time known as Saul, is standing there overseeing all of this and approving of it. And he is given the crown of martyrdom, and he becomes the first of many Christian martyrs in the church. The question arises, why do we remember St. Stephen? Why is he always remembered with St. Mary, the Mother of God, and with St. John the Baptist? And it's understandable. Mary is the Mother of God, the Mother of Christ. We have to remember her. Why do we remember John the Baptist? He is the cousin of Christ. He is the forerunner, the preparer of Christ's arrival. But why St. Stephen? He was probably a young child, not even Armenian, Jewish. Why would we remember him? And the reason is twofold. First, because of his service, his way of serving. He was a deacon, and this is what deacon means. Diakonos means servant, one who waits on another. And he served with full spirit and with full heart. He did not push the responsibility on someone else. He did not say it's his job or it's her job or it's the apostle's job. He said, it's my responsibility. I shall take this on. I shall serve. Unfortunately, this spirit of service is missing or lacking in today's world. Unfortunately, many people serve for the sole purpose of receiving money, receiving fame, or receiving something in return. People serve so that they can get, not for pure Christian love. Christ very emphatically says, lend hoping for nothing in return. Your reward will be great. You will be sons of the Most High. This is how we must serve. And this is how St. Stephen served. But also, we remember St. Stephen because of his testimony, the way he defended his faith. He did not keep quiet when accused. He did not wait for someone else to come along and defend him. He didn't call the apostles and say, come and defend what I am preaching. And he did not change his words. He did not change so that people would like him. But rather, he spoke the truth and was willing to be sacrificed for it. He spoke with his heart, with his spirit, and with the truth, which cannot be changed. And again, unfortunately, in today's world, we do not see this spirit so much. People are afraid to speak up. People are afraid to say the truth. People are afraid to hurt other people's feelings. And so what we do is we change the truth. We play it down, or we don't speak it at the expense of the truth. Saint Stephen was a great confessor of the truth, and he was a great example of service. As the year comes to a close, and today is the final Sunday of 2020, it is an excellent opportunity, and not many people do this, is to sit down and to look back at the past year. Many of us don't want to look back. Many of us don't want to see what has happened. But it is an opportunity to look back and see where we succeeded, where we failed, and where we need to improve for the coming year. 2020 has been an amazing year and an amazing time of opportunities to serve one another. Everyone in this parish and in our community, and I would even argue in the world, has stepped up to serving one another in one way or another. Well, the Armenians stepped up and helped each other. The Armenians were willing, when all was going wrong, to step up with money, with clothing, and with other events to raise awareness. Yes, the world did not recognize and see and help us when we needed help. But that does not mean we should not help others. Okay? Yes. Just as St. Stephen did. He was willing to help without anything in return. We also helped one another with COVID. When this illness arose, we were able to make phone calls. People offered to prepare food for one another, make visitations, go grocery shopping, and help and serve one another in one way or another. But in the coming year, 2021, we must also look not only to serve, but to give hope. We must look to give truth to one another, to encourage one another. In this world of so many things that have gone wrong, we as Armenians, and especially as Christians, we are harbors of the truth, which needs to be preached. We need to give comfort to those who are suffering, to give hope to those who have lost hope, who have lost businesses, who have lost family members, who have lost health, who have lost many things this year. We are to give hope of the risen Christ, and to teach and to preach to them, and to show them the way. We may be stoned like St. Stephen. We may be persecuted like our ancestors. But it is up to us to preach, and we will receive those crowns of glory. I pray that in this coming year, we keep St. Stephen before us, that he be our example of service and of witness. And like St. Stephen, we are able to preach the truth. We are able to serve, and we are able to even change the greatest of our enemies to followers of Christ. Just as St. Stephen's martyrdom was the beginning of St. Paul's conversion. St. Paul was the greatest persecutor of the church, the ancient church, and yet he became the greatest evangelist of Christianity that this world has ever seen. And with our faith, with our service, and with speaking the truth, we are able to change the hardest of hearts, even the Turks and the Azeris, to follow Christ and to become followers and sons of the Most High. Amen.